Seven kids from the interior community of Tanana showed bravery at the Elders and Youth Conference. They took to the stage in front of an audience of Native people from across the state to share personal stories as part of an effort to prevent suicide. Violet Earhart talked about losing her dad.
My father committed suicide, and I'm super mad. Take care of your family and friends, because none of you want to go through what I went through. And it only made everything harder, because at the time, many of my family members were abusing drugs and alcohol. And it hurt me more, because instead of talking about it, they thought that drugs and alcohol would help. But it doesn't. If anything, it makes it worse. I am Violet Earhart, and I am proud to say that I took the pledge to stop suicide.
Earhart and the other kids are part of a Tanana 4-H group led by Cynthia Erickson, who expressed frustration at the persistent problems that plague village kids, issues she says aren't adequately addressed at cultural gatherings like this week's conference.
I think it's important to understand year after year at meetings like this, we stand up here and we talk about our land, our culture, our subsistence, our language. What good is all that if we don't have healthy children?
Erickson says she organized the Tanana 4-H group after several area village suicides as a way to help kids who were hurting.
So a lot of these kids weren't even barely talking. I mean, they never... This is 3 years. This is 3 years of sewing, beating, making jam.
Erickson says the group activities provide a venue for kids, including an increasing number of boys, to talk about what's going on. She says suicide is the last step along a path of hurt that includes drug and alcohol abuse, domestic violence, and molestation, topics the kids took to the stage with.
Every one of those kids knows somebody that's committed suicide. Violet, you're one in every one of these villages. Geneva, how many of these children have been molested? Boys and girls, you're their voice.
Erickson says she initially faced some backlash in the community from people who thought talking about problems would trigger more suicides, but the 4-H program has only grown stronger. For KUAC News in Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.